Welcome to the Marketing Geekly podcast. This episode, I'm going to talk about how sales promotions can influence brand perception. It's that time of year again, the time that fills you with warmth and excitement. No, it's not Christmas, it's the holiday sale season. It seems that everywhere you look at the moment there's a sale on, from living room sofas to iPods, and clothes, everything is cut price. Early figures for UK retailers are encouraging, driven by record-breaking online purchases. Brand Republic reported expected figures of up to 5 billion in sales for last week alone. Sales are a good thing, right? Consumers get what they want for less money, and therefore more satisfied. Businesses can use sales promotions to increase sales and facilitate trial purchases, which can lead to greater brand loyalty. You'd be forgiven in thinking that it's win-win. Because they are short-term in nature, they aim to evoke an immediate response. They are usually followed by a lag in sales. Inevitably, this can lead to cash flow issues. The lag effects of the January sales in 2011 may be worse than previous due to an increase in VAT from 17.5% up to 20% in the UK. However, for me, the greatest issue is that of perception. Perception is a very powerful thing. It's often said that the hardest challenge in marketing is to change people's behaviour and opinions. The best example of this that springs to mind comes from a consumer behaviour lecture in my second year of university. UHT, or Long Life Milk, is common in Europe. The Parmalat Group, one of the largest dairy companies in the world, were eager to grow category sales in the United States, but they faced two major marketing issues. Firstly, Americans felt that drinking from a box was unnatural, and it wasn't congruent with their previous experiences with the product. And secondly, Americans also said that they had trouble believing that the milk was not spoiled. The Parmalat Group did achieve excellent sales figures, but that was largely through the clever use of distribution channels, that's place, in the marketing mix. Most of the milk was sold to schools and fast food chains. But even though sales rose, they never really changed the perception of UHT Long Life Milk. So, like I said, even though the sales have rose, perception really did come out on top in the end. We've established that consumer perception can be a tough cookie to crack, but what's this got to do with sales promotions? Well, using sales promotions to increase sales can discount the brand by negatively influencing the perception of its values and qualities. Although a short-term incentive, they can be a threat to long-term image. That's why businesses must consider the frequency and extent of the discounts that they offer. Discount too often and too heavily, and the product, brand or service will become devalued in the mind of the consumer. This can be particularly tricky for the premium and middle-range brands. For example, if a premium brand discounts heavily and frequently, sales are likely to rise to an extent where the brand is no longer exclusive. If a brand becomes less exclusive, consumers who have already bought the brand and bought your products will derive less satisfaction from them, negatively influencing repeat purchase. This doesn't mean that I don't think businesses should offer sales promotions, but when implementing a sales promotion, the incentive should be substantial enough to exceed the just noticeable difference threshold. There's no need to go crazy with it. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and I'll also be posting a blog tomorrow as well on differentiation, so hopefully you get a chance to read that, and I'll speak to you next week.